Good day, friends. Thank you for being with us. Before we start, just a quick announcement. If you haven't already heard, we're inviting everyone in our faith community here at the God Minute to do a Mary crowning anytime now through May 4th, coming up. I think that's tomorrow, actually. It's an ancient tradition where we honor the Blessed Mother by crowning her with some sort of, you know, flowers or something to recognize her beauty and her place in helping us in our faith. And so simply choose a statue or a photo of Mary in your home and honor her by placing flowers or decorations of some sort near or upon the statue or image. Then, if interested, snap a picture, upload it to our webpage by the end of the day this coming Sunday, if you'd like to have it included in a special rosary video that Lauren is helping us put together. It's going to be beautiful. We did it last year. Oh my gosh. So anyway, for more information and for the link to upload the photo, just check out our website, thegodminute.org. It's right there on the front page, or of course on our app blog. So that's our announcement. Now, today is Concert Friday. And Concert Friday, it's the one day during the week that music leads us in the prayer. We pick songs you may or may not know, both religious and secular, that lift our thoughts to spiritual themes and instruction, like the scripture, except to music. And today we have two songs. The first is an oldie by a man named Al Hibbler, and the song is simply called He. And without even saying God's name, it's clear who it's all about.
He can turn the tides and calm the angry sea. Alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner calls and always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive.
He can grant a wish or make a dream come true. He can paint the clouds and turn the gray.
Where to find the rainbow's end. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend. He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive. He'll always say,
It's nice, isn't it? And speaking of him, let's change the pace for our second song and put on our dancing shoes, because this one is an anthem all about acceptance and belonging. The two things that are at the core of the Christian life. Jesus showed us how to embrace and accept those who are different from us, who think different, who look different, who love different. He hung with the prostitutes and sinners, tax collectors, and the marginalized. And today, I think he'd also be with the disabled and the overweight, people who are gay and those labeled as different, reminding us that we are all brothers and sisters. And all those labels that we like to throw on others because they are different, let them go. Stop it. We're not so different from each other, and we all were created by, well, him. We're all saying the same thing. This is me. The lyrics are in the notes. Go with God, brothers and sisters. Enjoy this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit blessing upon you. And we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies. This is me. This is me.
Look out, 'cause here I come.
Look out.